Expressions from St. Paul is 100% listener supported. We thank you for your faithful prayers and contributions. It's because of you that we get the opportunity to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ with the world.
Trust God. If it had not been for Him, where would we be today? You need to think about that. Where would we be? The enemy is crawling around, walking around, always trying to disturb the saints of God. He'll do anything to keep us from being at peace.
Do you ever wonder where you would be without the Lord? In this week's lesson, Dr. Williams explores our need for God.
If it had not been for the Lord, some of us would have been in a hopeless and helpless situation today. Some of us wouldn't have even got up this morning if it had not been for the Lord. Some of us wouldn't have nowhere to live if it wasn't for the Lord. But God provided. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm happy to know I cannot survive and make it well without God.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully in his 47th year here in St. Paul, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. our morning worship service begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible or your mobile device, let's go to the 94th Psalm, verses 16 down through 19. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary and let's join morning worship service already in progress.
This morning I want to talk about without God, where would we be? Without God. Some of you are, what's that thing that your president is doing? You know, because you voted for him. What's his name? What's that squeaky? What is he writing every day? Who? That's Brother White's president. That's why I asked him. He's every day doing something different, but not very much to pull the country together. And friends, one of the worst things could ever happen to a human being. There are a lot of bad things, but one of the worst is to practice and live jealousy. Because jealousy turns into so many things. Evil, murder, resentment. When I was growing up, that's one thing I was beat in my head. Why be jealous of somebody and you can't handle what you have? Jealousy blocks us from having a constantly communication with God. Because I'm worried about somebody else's things or what they have, and they don't even know me. That's like a lot of people wouldn't ever tell you, but I'll tell you, a lot of people dress to please other people, and they don't even like them. A lot of people drive to please other people. They don't even know where you live. A lot of people talk to please other people, and they're not even listening to you. You'd be amazed what people do to please other people. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. I worked in Chicago at a place that there was a number of people worked there. And I used to hear people talk like that. So I finally discovered in the place when my lunchtime were that how I could be peaceful. So every morning I brought with us the Chicago Defender and a New Testament. I'm young, so when I get ready to eat, only one other person could sit at the table with me. Then I opened that New Testament out, and they didn't want to sit there. They said, "You're too young always reading the Bible. They're all dead." I said, "They're all what?" And I'm still here. I've been reading the Bible since I was a kid, and I've been quoting this since I was a kid, and I'm not getting ready to stop now. I tell you, it is no secret what he can do, what he has done, and what he will do. And the reason that many of us, many people in church don't get the enjoyment out of God that they should get, they don't study the Bible, they don't read the Bible, so they don't know how he works. God is not going to shake nothing down from heaven to you. But you'll be amazed how he make arrangements. You would be amazed how he makes arrangements. Last month, I was told that a lady, 66 years old, and she was renting, and she was very helpful. She extended herself to help somebody else who was helpless. She died, and she left this woman a home, and plenty of money, because she wasn't Baptist selfish. A lot of Baptist people is as selfish as a rattlesnake coming after you. You know, they don't want to only want the one. They don't detour when they see the one they want. So what we have to learn is, we don't ever know when God is waiting to bless us, so we miss our blessing, worrying about nothing. Amen. Last night I was from me, I don't know much. Last night I was laying in my bed, and that song kept coming to me, what I told Sonya about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I could have been outdoors like others, sitting on the sidewalk, don't have nowhere to live, nowhere to sleep. It could have been me without food. It could have been me without a stove to cook it. And so I came to church this morning. You think I'm going to leave it at home because he gave it to me last night? No, son, you see, if she hadn't been here, I was going to call some of you that know it. I know you. You don't think I know you, but I know you know it. Amen. So learn to tune up, shape up.
Yes, sir.
So you can ship out.
Yes, sir.
I say again, the book says, had it not been for the Lord, friends, without God, where would we be? So I need your prayers, friends. Our souls would surely go unsatisfied. Therefore, our Lord should mean more to us than anybody else or anything else. Nothing should come before the Lord. Amen. Church, have you ever stopped to realize that if it had not been for the Lord, how would some of us have ever raised these uncontrollable children? If it had not been for God, tell me, how would we ever paid our bills? People in the South, I don't understand it. I never will, and it's too late now. I don't understand it, that the people in the South worked and made $6 a day. I know a lot of them. And they had beautiful homes, and most of them had Cadillacs and Buicks in my section. And they didn't make $6 and $7 a day, and you make $100 a day, and you're paying rent in Elk Groves. Something is not right. Something is not right that we in America owe more debt in any other country on earth. We're supposed to be the smartest, the wisest. But friends, it's not what you're supposed to be. It's how you operate. Amen. How in the world could people in 2018 be hungry in the street? Why don't you dig your backyard up and plant some ton of greens? In the South, people couldn't read or write many lexicon, but they had ham for dinner. They cooked a turkey every now and then. They had fried chicken almost every week. And they had some catfish fried. And you can't even buy no catfish today, many people, because they are too busy looking across the fence. I went back down south, I told you, and then Canton, just outside of Jackson, all the way out, every place I went, there's some Afro-American on the business. Yes, young people, they own the business. You can go to college and finish college all you want to, but what are you going to do with it when you get out? Right. Yes, amen. You got some people in this church, only come to church when they sing. They don't know God. You know, we don't need your singing if you only going to come on sing on Sunday morning, don't come back no more. We need you to carry the gospel. Because yes, we don't have to have no singing. We can let the musician play. Yes, they know how to do it. And when you do that, you're stubborn and selfish. Yes. But if you know, yes, if it was not for God, amen, you wouldn't come no time. Amen. Amen. I'm so glad I know him. So glad I know him. We sing sometimes, so glad to be here. I'm glad to be here. So glad to be here. Jesus, what? And what happened? You gonna do what? Now some of y'all are too cute to praise him, but I'm going, so glad to be here. Jesus brought me this far. And I praise him. Why you want to praise him? He's worthy, number one. Number two, he brought us here. And number three, he saved us. And number four, he keeps us. And number five, he leads us. And number six, he supplies what we need. And number seven, he protects us. And number eight, he guides us. And number nine, he saved us. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Church of God in Christ, a friend of mine said, you're getting more and more like the Church of God in Christ people. And I said, no. I've been like them. I've been Church of God since I got saved. Yeah, Church of God, if that's what you want to call it. Ever since I got saved, I learned how to praise him. I can't sing like you sing, but I certainly can praise him. Yes, amen. And I can do the holy dance if I get myself together. Yes, amen. It has nothing to do with what you think. I'm not living on what you think. I'm living on what I know. I know he got me up early this morning. I know that. And so, friend, let's listen here today. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. Church. Have you, friends, have you ever, ever thought about how God blessed you to finish college and you didn't have no money? Let me put it even personal. How have you ever thought about God bless you to men? You ever thought about God bless you to marry a woman that you didn't really think you could get along with? And if you'd have just babysat her and nurtured her and gave her some, you fed her every now and then and let her watch you while you fed her and you didn't eat. Have you thought about all that you didn't do, could have done? Have you thought about every now and then when she's sitting down and tired, you get up and go, honey, what do you want to drink? Go bring her a cold drink or some cold ice water or put our feet up and let it rest when you move around in the house. Have you thought about all that? If you would have done that, it would be better than it is now. And the women said, God told you to do it, but you didn't want to do it. Well, it's not my job. It is. While I'm on there, let me say this to you. It is a man's job. Who is this sitting here? I know yours. This is Pepper. It's Pepper's job, but he liked it enough. When he asked Miss Pepper to marry him, Miss Bell, he brought her over into the Pepper side. Now he got to pepper her. And every now and then he didn't want to be bothered. He got to lay that aside and pepper her because he is her. She is his her. I know that's not good English. I know all of that. And so what God has, I didn't say that. God said he is. Whether you ladies like it or not, he is the priest in his household. So all priests lead the way to God. All priests bow before God every day. That's Brother Pepper. Brother Pepper can't worry about the argument because he know if he married Miss Pepper, she gonna have some arguments. Some women get up angry. Then just make her some coffee and she'll come down. And Brother Pebble said, you got to learn how to play ball before you can play. And let me say this while I'm on. Did you not know the coach, the referee, what is his name? The referee's ball game, they can't play? What? The umpires can't play no ball, but they certainly know how to referee. Amen. So you say, but I don't know how to do all that kind of stuff. You learn everything else. You can learn that. Amen. And I said this morning to another group of people, you can never enjoy life like you're supposed to, that God wants you to enjoy it if you're cheap. I keep telling men all over this country, you can be cheap as you want to and don't do nothing, don't go nowhere and don't spend nothing as soon as you die. Because most of the time, a man going to die before a woman. I'll leave that alone. And she's going to go to Africa and Hawaii and go to buy 5 stores a month and going to change cars twice a year. And I could go on and on with that. So friends, If it had not been for the Lord, how would some of us have ever solved our self-respect? How would we have been able to handle it? Had it not been for the Lord, then tell me, how would we ever know for certain that God loves us? If it wasn't for God, if it wasn't for him, friend, wasn't for him that promised us miracles, if we didn't know God, we wouldn't receive them. Amen. I don't care how tough it is in your life. Go back and read your Bible and get the promises of God and quit complaining and praise God for the promises. Let me give you a personal testimony. I know what you're going to say. Well, you're getting old. That's good. I misplaced my checkbook and in the house. And I said, now, where did you put your checkbook? I said to myself, talking, and I didn't get no answer. I went in my bedroom and sat on the bed. I said, now, Lord, the checkbook is in the house. Amen. And I need you to help me to find it. Amen. before somebody else visit me and they might find it. I know you wouldn't say that. I said, now, Lord, I'm going to get up again and move in the house. And if I don't find it today, help me to find it tonight. So I went on about my business, came to work, went home, thought no more about it. And then the next morning I got up to go to the shower. Guess where the checkbook was? Laying to the side of the bathroom door. Now, I don't know how it got there, and I don't care. I know he had it there for me. The point is, I trust him for everything. You say, well, I'm not going to bother God for that's a small thing. Tell me anything you have that's big when it comes to God. Everything is small. But he has promised me he will be with me. Now, if he's not with me when I need him, what do I need him for? The real God. And the reason some of you all don't deal with your issues is because you don't read the Bible. When you read the Bible, it helps you to deal with your issues. Amen. And you won't get angry as much if you read the Bible. You won't talk about other folks' business as much if you read the Bible. You'll mind your own business if you read the Bible. You'll mind your own business if you read the Bible. Then you get up in the morning and mind your own business. Then you go to bed tonight and mind your own business. Then you get up next week and mind your own business. Because the scripture teaches you how to do it. Church, this is public knowledge. The saints of God has everything they need. There's nothing you need you don't have. Yes, sir. Nothing. Yes. You just got to learn how to get it. If you don't learn, you'll never get it. It's the promises of God to supply our needs. Yes, and he cannot take back what he says. Let's move on. I'll give you some illustrations. Friends, who would have, my friends, who would have conquered our enemy, Satan, if it wasn't for God? Who would have, my friend, restored the joy we lost if it wasn't for God? When we are sad, who is it that makes us happy and glad? Yes, sir. Amen. I had a rough time when my late wife died, staying by myself. So a lot of relatives said, well, I want to let us stay 2 weeks. And then another one said, let me stay 2 weeks. And we'll say, we'll come 2 weeks. When I added it up, it was 2 months. No. No, I didn't want nobody in my house. I had to get used to without anybody in there. Now, I have company. She said, I don't have no problem. I got money. I can fly from Chicago and stay 2 weeks and then go back and come back. I said, it's not your money. It's not you I'm worried about. It's me. I said, if I don't get used to serving him and trusting him, then I would never be able to know him. So it's good for you to offer, but thank you so much. And I've been by myself, nobody in my house but the devil and the Lord and me. And the devil can't stay because it gets too hot in there for him. Trust God. If it had not been for him, where would we be today? You need to think about that. Where would we be? The enemy is crawling around, walking around, always trying to disturb the saints of God. Amen. He'll do anything to keep us from being at peace. Amen. And most of the time it starts with us. Amen. Amen. You say, you don't live with me. I got some. It's always misunderstanding in my house. Who is the cause of it? No two people can be arguing unless they argue together. But if there's only one, they're going to stop soon. Because they get tired talking to themselves. Amen. Amen, A.V. So look in the Bible. Look in the Bible, church. Look in the Bible. Who would have conquered our enemy? I just told you. Who would have restored our joy if it had not been for the Lord? If it had not been for God, friends, listen carefully. Who would have supplied our needs from day to day? Had it not been for the Lord, what would those 5,000 who was hungry, what would they have would have done if it had not been for Jesus Christ? What would the poor blind Barnabas have ever done? Mark 10:46-52. If it had not been for God. What would the disciples would have done when they were out on the stormy sea if it had not been for God? What would, my friend, the woman who had suffered an issue of blood for 12 long years if it had not been for the Lord? What would it have been, friends? Let's just watch the scripture. And then watch yourself. Quit calling folks up and asking them what they think. Talk to God and ask him, what is he going to do? What they think, they can't say, if I were you, they are not you. They don't even act like you, look like you, think like you. They didn't come from where you came from. You need to talk to the one that you accepted as your Savior. Church, what would, my friend, that man that laid at the pool of Bethesda, 38 years. What would have happened to him if it had not been for God? Amen. Church, listen carefully here. What would the Apostle Peter have done that day when he began to sink in the water, when he saw how high the waves were? What would he have done? He thought about he had been with Jesus. So he took his eyes off of himself and watched Jesus. And then he walked on the water. Amen. Church, listen carefully. If it had not been for the Lord, then what would Mary and Martha have ever done when Lazarus died? Listen carefully, church. What would they have done? Now listen carefully. Listen carefully. In every one of these situations, it was the Lord who made the difference. And what a big difference he made. Church, time after time, it was Jesus who made the difference. What would Peter's wife's mother have done when she was sick had it not been for Jesus? Have you ever relied on him, really, really relied on Jesus? Well, if you haven't, you need to start today. I saw on television the other day this young boy talk about how he could read, 10 years old and reading college level. He is able to give advice how to draw and how to paint, and yet he's not doing it. So they asked him, how do you think like that? He said, I don't. He said, as something comes in my head and guides me, and I follow as he guides. Now that's the key. Do you follow as he speaks? He's going somewhere. Because he's following somebody. Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Know-It-All, who are you following? Tell me, who is it? And if you don't know, the time will come when you wish you did. Yes, the world is upside down and getting crazier and crazier. That's why we have a Savior. Regardless of what come and go, we have a Savior that can help us and protect us if we follow him. There's nobody like Jesus. Amen. Tell me, what would the man who was sick of palsy, who had to be carried on a bed wherever he went, my friends, what would he have done if it had not been for Jesus? Yes, and let me ask you a personal question. If it had not been for Jesus, how many people you know would have been in, my friend, Napa? Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. If it had not been for Jesus, how many people would have died with an overdose? Amen. Yeah. If it had not been for Jesus, how many of accidents we would have had and killed ourselves? Amen. If it had not been for Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus when we didn't have much money and somehow God stressed it. Stressed it. You say, well, you believe in all that? I don't believe in all that. Believe what you want to believe. I know it works. Amen. I know it works. Let me give you another testimony and you'll laugh about it. I was, some years ago, I was at a place and I had to buy some stuff. And then I called the boss, and she told me to bring some other stuff. I didn't have enough money. So I said, well, Lord, I'll just get what I can, and I'll tell her what happened when I got home. Just as I went to go into the store, I looked down by the door, and I saw something look like a dollar. And I didn't want to open it because I didn't know. I just picked it up and put it in my pocket. As soon as I got in the store, I went behind one of the counters, two $20 bills. I hear you say you were lucky. Well, how come you're not lucky? No, he supplied my need. You got to learn how to trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Where would you be if it were not for God? Amen. But Pastor, I got a savings. And I get the retirement money, and I got this going, and my home is paid for, and I'm doing all right. The enemy have that. You need more than a house and money. You need more than jewelry around your neck and on your hands. You need more than have a beautiful car. You need more than to feel good today. You need more than folks talking about how you look. You need more than all of that stuff. You need something in you that leads you and guides you and protects you every day of your life. And who is it? It's God. It's God. He will help you. Let me share another one with you. You know about him, and you know about them. Tell me, friend, those weddings that they had, and they ran out of, what were they drinking? You know that what it was. They ran out of wine, and they had plenty. People in that section had money. What did they do? Jesus Mother said, whatever he tell you to do, you just do it. And they did it. And what did they say about that wine? Preacher, what did they say? What did you say they said, preachers? I'm asking the preachers. They said, you sir, say the best for the last. That's because Jesus brought it on the scene. We need more than stuff, friends. Listen careful. Whether people realize it or not, they are completely helpless and hopeless without the Lord Jesus Christ. I know you're moving around doing okay. I don't care what matters and what you say. How much they really are in bad shape. How much they need to rely on Almighty God. Amen. Amen. Just think. If it had not been for the Lord, yes, some of us would have been, my friends, in a hopeless and helpless situation today if it had not been for the Lord. Some of us probably would have been extremely wicked if it had not been for the Lord. Some of us wouldn't have even got up this morning if it had not been for the Lord. Some of us wouldn't have nowhere to live if it wasn't for the Lord. Some of us would not have no wife, no girlfriend, no boyfriend, no nothing if it had not been for the Lord. But God provided. And I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm happy to know I cannot survive and make it well without God. Told your last son, it's well with my soul. When peace like a river floods my soul, I got somebody to clear it out. His name is Jesus. Church, listen carefully. Some of us, if it had not been for the Lord, saved us, helped us, guided us, blessed us, kept us, and cleansed us, and forgiven us, and we are still here to testify what he's done for us. Where would we be without the Lord? I would never deny him. You put a shotgun in my mouth, shoot it, because he is between you and the shotgun. I've seen people when the civil rights movement was going on, and I saw policemen raise their gun to shoot and it wouldn't go off. I don't mean anything because you have a gun. Amen. Who's in charge? Amen. Who is in charge? Yes, I'm going to close now. I'll finish the rest some other time. But let me share with you what you already know. If it had not been for Jesus, listen carefully. If it had not been for Jesus, 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 some of you would be in prison because you would have killed somebody. If it had not been for Jesus, you would have been on your way to hell. If it had not been for Jesus, you'd be miserable this morning. If it had not been for Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus, you wouldn't be able to sing, so glad to be here. He brought me, my friend, here, and now I got to give him some praise. If it had not been for Jesus, you wouldn't be able to make your own choices. He gives you an opportunity to make your own choices. If it had not been for Jesus, you wouldn't even have a mind today. Come here, Paul, and tell us what Jesus can do. Paul says, I have not attained yet. I have not achieved all I want to achieve yet. But one thing I have decided, forget the past and press on for the future. I'm going to press on to know him more. I'm going to press on to praise him more. I'm going to press on to bless him more. I'm going to press on to thank him more. I'm going to press on because in my pressing, I know that somebody is waiting to help us. Are you pressing on? If not, I urge you to press on. Where is Miss Sonia? If it had not been for the Lord, I thank him. You need to thank him every day. I don't care how proud you think you are, you need to thank him. Thank him. We owe him some thanks. Could have been me. Could have been me. Okay, Miss Sam. Listen carefully.
signs of disease as people are slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough.